The scripture reading tonight comes from Mark 2:23 through 3:6. One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God, where Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him? And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.' So the Son of Man was there who had a withered hand. And they watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath. 'Come here.' And he said to them, 'Is it lawful on the Sabbath?' And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart. Hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the...
excitedly showing my whole family all the things it could do, and I just looked at him, to have one of those. It seemed horrible to me that I could get away from. It would be like creating the possibility of working. My brother reminds me of this every time he sees me doing something with my phone. Remember when you said blah, blah, blah? I roll my eyes at myself, but I wish I had resisted. We do not have a problem with restrictive Sabbath laws. I practically wish we did. I feel like it would be nice to have some Pharisees mysteriously pop up in a wheat field and catch me working and say, "Stop working, Debbie." I mean, really, how did they happen to just be there in the field to catch the disciples plucking wheat? I don't know, but I don't care. I want some Pharisees to enforce a day, an entire day of rest. Even if it seems a little extreme to complain about a few boys in the field plucking grain, I feel like we have lost way more than we have gained from a loosening of the Sabbath laws. Commerce never stops. People never stop working, answering texts or emails or doing the laundry or washing dishes. I doubt that many of us have even ever experienced a true and deep and thorough Sabbath. The gods of capitalism demand that we don't. If you're sleeping or reading a novel or lying on the grass looking at clouds, you are not contributing to economic growth. Most every other nation in the world has some mandatory minimum paid vacation. In Austria, it's 38 days, plus sick days, maternity and paternity leave. In Afghanistan, 35. Finland, 36. Micronesia and Tonga and the U.S. are the only countries that have zero. Union with God throughout history and theologies in the Bible is spoken of as a kind of rest. If intimacy with God is a kind of rest, then we are the most godless nation on earth. I kind of don't think that by defending his disciples of capitalism, but here we are, human beings for the sake of life, and we spit in its face. It's not customs, and you'd practically have to be crazy and mean and oppressive not to be on Jesus' side. He's asking questions. He was doing something that the religious leaders really thought was destructive. Look at us now, enslaved to production and consumption and the endless Sabbath, something that was an enormous and beautiful part of keeping the faith. There's a time when you quit doing that, whatever your work is, and you see everything around you, And then God stopped and said it was good. And when you quit working, it's more possible to recognize profoundly that the Sabbath is about stopping and paying attention, which seems like a pretty important thing. So, kind of smartly, I think, elaborate rules were created to help people forbidden on the Sabbath. You're not supposed to sift or spin or untie or burn or extinguish or slaughter on creation. So you might remember it's not necessary to bid up. Instead, stop and rest, in which you interfere with nature and act as if you are master over it. Haul a stick into the flame. You're not supposed to pluck a single grain of glass, capturing or restricting the freedom of any living creature. The prime example comes under this section. Maybe one whole day a week to doing all these things, or not all week, you step on bugs. You trample grass over the place. But on this day, you pay attention to force. You pay attention to every living thing, and you allow doing things, to asserting yourself. Sabbath is a day when you are more beautiful than yourself. Supposedly, if you violated them, you could be punished by death. But that back of the Jewish writing, you can see rabbis arguing that if the Sanhedrin used capital punishment 7 years, it was being destructive. Another rabbi argued that, like, people were being executed for violating the Sabbath of the thing. Like, this is a matter of life and death. It generated death. And look at us. Development, strip mining, climate change, we never stop exerting our force. It would be good for the world to observe the Sabbath, a day of rest, where everyone just shut down for one day a week because everyone was paying attention to the Sabbath law. Plucking is one of the types of work that's forbidden and is what is good challenged. When the Pharisees cry, but it's a very crazy story. David's on the run from King, but the priest is supposed to touch. But he gives it to them. It's a crazy thing to throw out there. And I'm not sure, and it's okay. He's not saying the law or spiritual practice, and that's okay. Laws were made for humans to live moral constructs that draw lines between the righteous and the unrighteous. It's people, creation. Jesus breaks them, the most themy of them we can imagine. But that's not the kind of revolution that Jesus undertakes. Jesus shows us that God doesn't impose something more important, needy, muddled, messy, confused properly eventually. It's because God loves and tax collectors and sinners. For sure, it's not, and it is given for you.